This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the business of healthcare. Many larger cities have that hospital, the public one that everyone can turn to even if they're poor, even if they don't have insurance. Critics sometimes see these public hospitals as money pits, but supporters see them as integral to America's healthcare system. We have a Tennessee example now from reporter Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville.
Ernest Anderson will have this quiet pump strapped to him for the next couple of months.
That is my foot bag.
It's sucking fluids off the wound left by his most recent toe amputation. Anderson's feet are in rough shape after decades of drug abuse and neglecting his type 1 diabetes. A few years ago, he hobbled into the emergency room of a private hospital. They're required to treat anyone who shows up.
You know, my foot was swollen and it was infected. It was stinking, and they said, well, it's infected, it's stinking. We're going to give you some antibiotics, and you go see your primary doctor, Cal.
But Anderson says he needed more attention and eventually got it at Nashville General Hospital, despite being uninsured at the time.
You might have had to wait a while, but you got care.
That's not to say things have been hunky-dory. Nashville General has required a larger taxpayer subsidy, surpassing $50 million a year, even though it's operating at a third of its capacity. Competition with private hospitals has only increased now that more people have insurance. So if Nashville General is only handling a few dozen patients a night, Mayor Megan Berry figures why not downsize to some outpatient clinics and let the private sector pick up the slack. She's proposed an indigent fund to pay for their bills elsewhere.
I think that it's great that in Nashville we have access to health care. So that continues.
But others are worried.
I think that people underestimate the responsibility of the hospital, the difficulty of providing services for a community that lacks resources.
Katina Beard runs a nonprofit clinic down the street from Nashville General and says no other hospital makes it as simple for those who cannot pay. To Reginald Coopwood, even contemplating closure shows a lack of understanding. He's a former CEO of Nashville General who now leads the public hospital in Memphis.
You know, it's easy to say we're going to stop funding public hospitals. It's not our responsibility.
But Coopwood says doing away with safety net facilities may have more serious consequences than anyone can predict. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.